Welcome back, Wednesday. Jeffrey Bennett here, another installment of To Health With You. In a roundabout way, I guess maybe in some respects, a lot of what we discussed during the first hour tonight was a form of mental health, which certainly leads to physical well-beings, etc. I began working on, over the past few weeks, I've not necessarily been keeping our websites uploaded as much as I like to, but there's been much going on. And I've published a fair number of things on the Kelly website. I'm getting more and more intricate things on Federal Observer. I've been doing fewer headlines on Sierra Madre. I've been doing more full articles. I'm sick and tired of this whole invasion situation we're dealing in this country, which is going to cost all of us money. You take a look at the headlines both on Federal Observer and even Sierra Madre when it begins talking about our expense factor. I've not been doing as much on metropolis.cafe as I'd like to be. I've published a few things that are very, very interesting. Still a website that intrigues me, draws me in on a continual basis. But I begin to look at some of the health-related issues that I am very concerned with. And I think in some respects, some of the things we just discussed during the first hour tonight certainly are cause for consideration when we look at the fact that in the food industry, we are continued to be fed something called forever chemicals. Common forever chemicals found in food and tap water could in fact cause cancer to spread in our bodies. These chemicals, they lurk in virtually every room in our home. Common forever chemicals lurking in tap water and hundreds of everyday products could cause cancer cells to quickly spread inside our bodies, making the disease harder to treat. That's all from a relatively new study done by Yale researchers. Numerous studies have shown that per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFSAs, or PAFAS, are associated with multiple cancers. Now researchers are discovering the substance could also be associated with the spread of the disease. And this study by Yale researchers have found that colon cancer cells exposed to PFAS show signs of metastases, cancer migrating to different parts of our bodies. Huh? All these things raise concerns because as cancer spreads, it becomes harder to treat. Oh, there's that marvelous word they like using in the cancer world, treat. They never talk about cure. There's no money to be made in a cure, only in the treatment. Nearly every person in this country, 97%, we all have detectable levels of PFAS chemicals in our bodies. Chemicals are nearly ubiquitous in the environment because it's almost impossible to break them down, deeming them forever chemicals. They're used in products for their anti-stick, their anti-stain properties, especially in kitchen cookware and fabrics. But industries are now moving away from them because they're detrimental impacts. Studies have shown exposure to the substances, particularly in high levels, raises the risk of cancer because the chemicals interfere with cell metabolism. or the chemical reactions carried out by cells to keep them alive, to help them divide into new cells. PFAS has previously been linked to kidney cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, among others. And along with being associated with cancer, the Yale paper published recently in the journal Environmental Science and Technology is the first to show they might also cause cancer to spread faster, in particular in colon cancer. My friends, America's in the grips of a rise in colon cancer cases among young adults. Nearly double the number of people younger than 55 years of age are being diagnosed with the cancer now compared to a decade ago. At a rate of 60 cases per 100,000 people in the age group annually, and that's only if those 100,000 people even get checked out. I wonder how much the numbers could increase if more of those 100,000 people got checked out. Now, for the study, researchers used two types of colon cancer cells, what they call a wild type and a type with a CRAS mutation. CRAS is a gene belonging to a group of genes called oncogenes, which have the potential to turn into cancerous tumors. And approximately 30 to 50% of colorectal tumors are known to have a mutated CRAS gene. CRAS is K-R-A-S. However, some people are diagnosed with CRAS wild-type colon cancer, meaning there is no CRAS mutation in a person's cancer. Colon cancers with CRAS mutation are more deadly because a mutation to this gene promotes cancer metastases, or the spread of cancer to other parts of the body where new tumors form. And researchers experimented with two types of PFAS, 2UM or micrometers long, and 10UM long, a level often observed in firefighters. And firefighters have higher PFAS levels in their blood because they are regularly exposed to the chemicals via the foam they use. And studies show firefighters also have a 21% higher risk of colon cancer. For one part of the research, both types of cells were formed into spherical clumps placed in petri dishes exposed to PFAS chemicals for 7 days. And results showed the colon cancer cells showed signs of spreading when exposed to PFAS at 10UM. Now, we have this article published at drkelly.net. You want to scroll through it. There's a very, very interesting image showing how our homes are crawling with PFAS. Microwave popcorn bags, fish, tap water, wall paint, electronics, dust, guitar strings, believe it or not, varnish, furniture, cell phones, carpet and pads, nail polish, toilet paper, cleaning products, sticky notes, dairy products, candy wrappers, pizza boxes, plumber's tapes. Many of these things cause increased miscarriage risk, reduced fertility, increased risk of some cancers. This is well worth taking the time to finish reading through it. Look at this graph. Give some serious consideration to what is going on in your home, in your life. It all has great meaning. These are all things we need to consider. Can I take a look at some of the other headlines that came out toward the end of the year? Just angers the living crap out of me. Pfizer and big drug makers have expected their hiking prices on at least 500 drugs this month. Pfizer, Sanofi, Takeda Pharmaceutical are planning to raise prices in the U.S. on more than 500 drugs this month, according to data analyzed by healthcare research firm 3 Axis Advisors. including different doses and formulations, more than 140. We're getting it. This is what happens. Bear with us, folks. Give us some music for a minute. Apologies. We are having some issues with our connection. It seems to happen during the second hour. It's a problem I've been having with Julie when she is in the studio, and have not had this problem with Michael that we know of. But Michael picked up on it and got a hold of me right away. I'd also received a text from my friend Michael Nesser at 11 minutes into the hour saying, "Oop, there goes the sound." So thanks for staying in touch, Michael, as always. We're talking about big drug makers increasing prices on at least 500 drugs during the month of January. And it's insane. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this one because I've got other areas I want to get into, and we've lost 4 or 5 minutes here. Expected price hikes come. Pharmaceutical industry gears up for the Biden administration to publish significantly discounted prices for 10 high-cost drugs and continue to contend with higher inflation and manufacturing costs. Under Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, the government's Medicare health program can negotiate prices directly for some drugs beginning in, 2026. That's a couple more years down the road. But worries are also growing about fresh disruption to supply chains from a prolonged Middle East conflict. Shippers forced to halt or reroute traffic from the Red Sea, the world's main east-west trade route. What the hell has this got to do? Supplies to make their drugs. Three companies, including GlaxoSmithKline, which recently said it would cut prices on some asthma, herpes, and anti-epileptic drugs for 2024, also expect lower prices on at least 15 other drugs in January. Let me interrupt something here. Last January, my heart doctor gave me a prescription. Kind of a, know-all, cure-all type drug for my heart situation. And I went in there and picked it up at my pharmacist, $134 for a 3-month supply. All right, no big deal. That was my out-of-pocket expense. Many of my other prescriptions that I have for the heart situation, etc., I have a zero copay. Some are $8, some are $2, some are $6, no big deal. And that's for 3 months' supply. This was $134-odd. In April, it was time for renewal. $480. And 3 months later, they tried to hit me with $480 again. Now I'm PO'd. And I said to my heart doctor, I can't afford this. This is insane. How can they go from 134? Well, you run into this little quirk with your health insurance, which happens to be United Healthcare, you know, strongly recommended by AARP. I am looking into an alternative for AARP right now. It's not well known. It's been highly recommended for a long time. You see, it sounds like AARP might be profiting big time for all their promotion. Not, you know, of United Healthcare. Interesting. Well, we're going to take a look at it. You start looking at the prices of these drugs, it makes you sick. That's why I want to go down and listen to Brandy Clark sing to me, "Take a Little Pill." No thanks, Brandy. You're cute, but I don't want the little pill. This is what we're dealing with. In 2022, the price of newly launched drugs topped $220,000 from about $180,000 in the first 6 months of 2021, a 20% increase. This is not uncommon. Drug prices are being jacked up big time. Oh, my pharmacy is trying to get a hold of me right now, sending me notes saying, hey, you know, you got some drug prescriptions coming up here pretty soon. You might want to do this, that, and the other thing. Ain't life exciting? Ain't life absolutely exciting? It's insane. Some of the other headlines we've got published on drkelly.net right now. Ever heard of something called chemo brain? Oh, it must have something to do with chemotherapy. Oh, my goodness, it does. We have a new article up there called Chemo Brain is Real, What to Expect After Cancer Treatment. Scientifically, it's referred to as cancer-related cognitive impairment or chemotherapy-related cognitive dysfunction. Let me suggest this to you. I'm strongly going to urge you go spend some time at drkelly.net. drkelly.net. There's no period after the DR. There is much up here that discusses cancer. There's much on this website that covers a wide range of other issues that are health-related, be it water, chemotherapy, radiation, vaccinations, my anger over the ADHD mess, the same anger I've had for over a half a century, the very reason I walked out of high school my third week of my senior year. You remember some months ago I had written a column about that, and I shared it on the air. I look at some of the other headlines we've got posted right now. The chemo brain is real. What to expect after cancer treatment? I'm hearing from more and more people that are undergoing cancer treatment right now that are coming across this, ordering Dr. Kelly's books. Chemotherapy and radiation are dangerous. Oh, they might extend your life 2, 3, 4 years. But it's not going to be a particularly good life. I heard from someone the other day whose, I think, aunt is undergoing horrific chemotherapy, causing pure hell. Another article, scientists destroy 99% of cancer cells in the lab using something called vibrating molecules. Now, I had not read this article yet. Because when I look at a headline like this, scientists destroy 99% of cancer cells in the lab using vibrating molecules. What do these people have to sell? We go back to our commentary about the first hour of the program tonight. The things that, the words that are chosen to sell us on the grand idea of, in this case, a life-saving situation. Who's going to benefit financially with that stuff? Now, a year or so ago, maybe a year and a half ago, my doctor prescribed to me something which I've never had. My granddaughter, my eldest granddaughter, has been on it on and off for years due to breathing issues, asthma-related issues. Flovent is probably the most well-known asthma inhaler. Beginning nearly 2 weeks ago, this drug that thousands of patients depend upon to help them breathe is disappearing from pharmacy shelves. The doctors are concerned that patients may have delays switching to alternatives and getting them covered by insurance. My insurance, I've only picked up two or three. I've only fully used one of them. In fact, I've only picked up two. My out-of-pocket expense was zero. Insurance picked it up. I went through the one. I got a second one just to have it here. I only used it 15 times. Gave it to a friend of mine who is in great need for it. It's gotten him through. GSK, the manufacturer of the Flovent HVA, has said it's discontinuing the branded asthma inhaler Flovent and instead making an authorized generic version which is identical but without the same branding. What's the purpose of that? The physicians who treat patients with asthma say the authorized generic will work just as well as the branded drug, but it doesn't appear to be covered as widely by insurers, which may mean patients will have to obtain new prescriptions and sort out coverage hurdles at the height of respiratory virus season. Good God. Does any of this stuff ever end? A commentary from a pathologist talks to us about the COVID mRNA shot. The mRNA based Vax is now linked to turbo cancer. And the more that's learned about the COVID mRNA shot, the more serious are the questions raised about its safety. Now apparently cancer can be added to the list. Studies emerged in the COVID-19 shot documented dangerous or deadly side effects are coming to light. Pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole, in a recent interview with Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog, suggested one more can be added to the list. The amount of autoimmune disease we're seeing, inflammation in the hearts of healthy young people that we're seeing, neurologic damage and harm, Parkinson's, exasperation, and worsening of dementia and Alzheimer's. And to bring the monster in the room, cancer is on the uptick. And so we're in trouble, he summarizes. Here's another one that I absolutely loved. There's a cancer drug called Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, left 12 diabetic patients blind, which has now prompted the government to launch investigation. Yeah, right. When our government launches an investigation, you're going to guarantee the politicians are going to be bought off to shut up on it. Not that this next particular article is all that exciting to me, but Uncle Sam made some progress in reducing cancer drug shortages by working with manufacturers to restart U.S. production facilities that were previously shut down, as well as securing vital overseas supplies. There we go. We're back to the overseas crap again. Simple terms, 15 cancer drugs are in short supply. Oh, the U.S. still has an overall shortage of 15 cancer drugs, according to the Food and Drug Administration, because of manufacturing and supply chain problems. God. You know, that is so interesting because all the enzymes and the various different things that I back years ago was providing to our cancer patients from Dr. Kelly. Now, Dr. Kelly never had a problem getting supplies. Very specialized supplies that had to come from Australia to care for his main enzyme, Solazyme. We never had a problem getting them. Very specially designed and developed. It's unreal. But all of a sudden, we've got all these supply chain problems. Well, what the hell do you expect? We've got a government that's got their fingers in every pot of every war and every political nonsense going on in the world. I can't remember what country it was, Ecuador or something, that broke into a revolution yesterday or something like that. It's insane. The invasion by illegal immigrants from all over the world is overtaking this country. You can imagine what diseases they're bringing with them. Oh, back to COVID. There's a group of Minnesotans suing local hospitals after having lost loved ones to COVID-19. Yeah. Interesting interviews with folks. Nearly 17,000 people may have died from hydroxychloroquine. 17,000 people across six countries may have died because they took HQC during the first wave of COVID-19 in 2020. Anti-malaria drug that was prescribed off-label to treat COVID-19 in the early stage of the pandemic. And Congress is up there interviewing that SOB Fauci again. Fauci refused to answer 100 questions. Real skip and hopper. We've got a category on drkelly.net called Have You Lost Your Mind? Dealing specifically with Alzheimer's. Latest publication we did on yesterday. A study of 500,000 medical records link viruses to Alzheimer's again and again and again. Researchers have found 22 connections between viral infections and neurodegenerative conditions in the study of around 450,000 people. This stuff is well worth looking at. People that are affected by Alzheimer's. It's nuts. You know, what's become interesting, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this. I do have another piece published at Victory Over Cancer, and I came across it a while ago and somehow misplaced it. And we've all heard the rumors about what YouTube has done. There are a massive variation of highly qualified videos dealing with alternative health issues, things that have been around for a lot of years, things that have been proven, that have been affected. Some of Nick Gonzalez's stuff has been blocked. Fortunately, I've got access to a good amount of it. I work with Dr. Gonzalez's widow, and the person who pretty much has the rights for those YouTube videos, which are no longer allowed there. He's still got the originals. I can acquire anyone I need to publish, and we'll do so. Some months ago, we aired an interview of Dr. Kelly, which was done probably back in the year. I'm not sure, quite some time ago. I would say a short time after I met Kelly. And the video is up there, but the guy's retaining rights to it, so it couldn't get blocked. I aired the complete interview on this program, but the audio only. Thankfully, Michael knew how to clear up the sound quality of it. YouTube has, of course, amped up what they call their medical misinformation policy. Now you cannot even talk about alternative cancer treatments or prevention of any disease. None. We're changing the rules. Oh, by the way, you know who owns YouTube, don't you? Google. They're prohibiting the sharing of information about alternative cancer treatments, which the tech giant says constitute medical misinformation. Bullshit. The only people putting out medical misinformation per se is YouTube. It's unbelievable. YouTube has a brand new certification protocol for YouTube videos that contain any type of medical information, period. Everything was now directly aligned with the dictates of the globalist-led World Health Organization. YouTube is not a platform for distributing information that could harm people. Go read the article written by Ethan Huff, published back in August of last year. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I decided to grab it and get it up here. Well worth taking a look at. It really is. Well worth taking a look at. Okay. Let's take this program down a different path. Something I try to do upon occasion. I forget about it once in a while. And I shouldn't. It's the imperative of amongst the reasons we're here. Isn't it? Health. Your good health. In reality, and let me share this with you. I did something some months ago I'd forgotten I had done. You recall many times I will open this program with a quote from William D. Kelly. It says, "Let us not be hypocrites. It is so easy to condemn our medical profession, and rightly so. Of all the people in the world who should understand physiology and ecology, they should. But they do not." And I came across a statement that I'd made many years ago, 2004. It was kind of a warning. And I decided to publish it on Dr. Kelly's website. Patient, beware. Self-responsibility must be the key to our health. Spiritual, financial, and physical. And knowledge is the key to our success. With glass lifted on high, I say, to health with you. Self-responsibility must be the key to our health. Spiritual, financial, and physical. And knowledge is the key to our success. That's pretty simple to understand. I would think. In the words of William Donald Kelly, in reality, a person very rarely dies of cancer. It is always starvation and toxicity. As the malignant tumor grows, it gives off waste products which must be eliminated through the colon, liver, kidneys, the lungs, and skin. And these waste products accumulate and gradually overburden the body. Most persons then die of toxemia. Before any disease can be cured, the waste products and impurities must be cleansed from the body. And the sooner this is done, the sooner the body can begin repairing itself. Now, Dr. Kelly recommended that one begins the detoxification process even before his patients had the nutritional supplements in their possession. Because Kelly was adamant that it became absolutely imperative that the patient carefully follows the detoxification process after supplements begin stimulating the release of the wastes and the debris. Now, there are people who will offer supplements illegally using the Kelly name. And those supplements may or may not have one damn thing to do with his developed supplements, his menu. But let's continue. Scientists have calculated that a person has between 70 and 100 trillion cells in his or her body, which means that we've got over 70 trillion garbage cans needing to be emptied. In our culture, we have not made allowances for nor taught ourselves the proper techniques of emptying these waste receptacles. It's no wonder that the people of our nation are so sick. Proper and thorough detoxification is just as important as good nutrition for anyone who has lived in the mainstream of a modern technological civilization for 10 years or more. And especially for anyone who has developed symptoms of a chronic degenerative disease. Hence, the intensive program of concentrated nutrients, which Kelly outlines in his book, begin to make nutritional factors available to the cells, which they may not have had for many, many years. Consequently, cellular metabolism will speed up, and an increased amount of metabolic waste will be dumped into the bloodstream. Now, most people's organs of elimination do not function well enough to handle that increase in waste. And if it accumulates in the bloodstream, one will not feel well. The cells will not be able to utilize the fresh nutrients being provided by the nutritional program. Now, I want you to think back to June and July of last year. And then recently, we have re-aired the complete four-hour series. The extensive piece that Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez wrote about Kelly's development of this metabolic typing program that has proven to be so damn successful. Price Pottinger, so many years ago, labeled it the greatest advancement in the field in 150 years. To counter our first hour's program today, Price Pottinger did not make that comment because they were going to financially benefit from it. It just hit them like a rock. They understood it. When one eats food, it's digested into our mouth, stomach, intestinal tract. In the intestinal tract, the digested food is absorbed into the bloodstream, which takes it close to each individual cell. The food, along with oxygen, is transferred into the cell. In the cell, nutrients are metabolized into energy, carbon dioxide, water, waste, products of metabolism. It's the accumulation of these wastes which frequently interfere with normal functions of our cells. And principal factors necessary for a bloodstream are pure air, pure water, pure food, and the presence of oxygen brought in by exercise appropriate to our cardiovascular capacity. Now, once again, as we begin to talk about the four-part series that Gonzalez wrote about Kelly, and Gonzalez was a student of Kelly's. He spent close to 5 years working with Kelly in one form or another, and then made it his career. Not what Gonzalez went to school for. What Kelly did to develop this entire metabolic typing situation. And of course, Kettle Marine Limited, we are the publishers. The authorized, the one and only authorized publishers of Dr. Kelly's books. Oh, you can get some of these books on Amazon. Grossly overpriced fees. Some of them are being illegally reproduced by others. And they're selling these things for $100, $200, $300 a piece. I've seen some of Kelly's books being offered for $3,000 a piece. If people are that stupid, well, the hell with them. As the cells that Kelly talks about produce metabolic debris, the blood carries it to the organs of detoxification. Those organs include the liver, kidneys, lungs, skin, many of the mucous membranes, and the colon. And if those organs of detoxification are themselves filled with debris, then of course they cannot accept any more toxins. In such a case, the blood cannot accept further debris from the cells, and before long, there are 70 to 100 trillion garbage cans completely full. In the simple words of Dr. Kelly, it's like the city dump being filled to capacity and not accepting any more garbage trucks. And when all that happens, one's home becomes overloaded with garbage, which shortly interferes with normal functions of one's household. And before long, the entire community has become bogged down. And so clean blood then, acting as a highway for the garbage trucks, is dependent upon the organs of detoxification. Now, what I've just shared with you, I make no bones about it. In a roundabout way, this is a commercial. What I've just shared with you is an excerpt from Dr. Kelly's book, Dr. Kelly, Victory Over Cancer. Without surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Yes, you can order that book through Kettle Marine. You go to the website, drkelly.net. You click on the link in right below the title, all the way at the top of the page, all the way at the top, not the banner ad, not where it says victory over cancer can be achieved. The banner all the way at the top, Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer. And there's a series of selections you can make. Home, welcome, Dr. Kelly, his story, Dr. Kelly's metabolic typing, Kelly enzymes, the bookstore, Granny's pharmacy, and on the air. The bookstore is the one you want to click on. Yes, this segment is published in Victory Over Cancer. But there is an entire section of Victory Over Cancer that is copied from Dr. Kelly's other book, The Self-Test for the Different Metabolic Types. But if you have already been diagnosed with cancer and are undergoing cancer treatment of any type, alternative or mainstream medical community, the self-test book won't do you one damn bit of good. There's only one diet in there that Kelly ever recommended, and that's the type 4. If you have not been diagnosed with cancer, or maybe you've been diagnosed and you're not starting any form of treatment, you want to better understand what cancer is, how you can begin to control your life, your better health, certainly. Dr. Kelly's book, Victory Over Cancer, Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. It would be a very good book for you. And here's why. This segment called Kelly's Body Detoxification, which I originally published many, many, many years ago, and decided to move it back to the front page of the website, Dr. Kelly's Victory Over Cancer. Now, that's what the website officially, that's the title. But the access to it is drkelly.net. That's simple. drkelly.net. So when you get there, you're going to see, once again at the top, one fourth one over from the right, a category called Dr. Kelly's Metabolic Typing. Open it up. It's simple. It talks about the self-test book. A lot of you, you're not going to need it. Time allowing today, and we're not going to have it. I could share with you this whole segment on the air. But it will confuse too many of you. You want to read it yourself. On the internet, drkelly.net. Click on that option. Dr. Kelly, Metabolic Typing. What you will have access to is the written transcript of Dr. Kelly's self-test for the different metabolic type. It is not tests. It's not the question and answer that you're going to have to take. Maybe you just want to make sure you don't get cancer. If you've not been diagnosed and you want to make sure you don't get it, maybe it's time to take a look at your dietary situation. That's what the book does. Takes you down the right path for the kind of foods you should be eating and the kind that your specific metabolic type should be ignoring. Should you be eating more fruits and vegetables? More steaks? More veggie type stuff? With all that I've gone through the last few months, my wife began making me some tea. And I think she's gotten more and more experimental. And she got back from her trip from Chicago. Had to make me a fresh load. Well, I don't know what she's put in it, but I think she's trying to poison me. I've never had any number two problems. Okay? We're talking pooping here. My wife makes this new load. I cannot tell you what the hell is going on with me. And made the decision yesterday, that's it. I'm not drinking that stuff anymore. I don't know what she's put in it. Maybe she ran into an old boyfriend when she's in Chicago trying to get rid of me. I don't know. I'm teasing. I've determined I can't drink it anymore. There's been something that has done something to my stool. It is so soft and mushy and sticky and slimy, and it doesn't want to flush down. It's an absolute nightmare. And I've got to tell her I can't do it. Just dump it, pour it out. I don't know what you put in it, but I can't drink it. And I can't. You know, if you're making regular tea, but now you're getting experimental with me, something ain't right. Different food for your specific needs and types. That's what becomes important. Kelly developed this phenomenal program, this scientific paradigm of metabolic typing. 1972, the University of California at San Diego, Professor Dr. George Watson wrote a book called Nutrition in Your Mind. And in it, he noted the concept of fast and slow oxidation rate, which was a small part of Kelly's metabolic typing paradigm. And in the mid-1980s, Mr. William Wolcott found a paperback edition of Watson's Nutrition in Your Mind. At the time, Wolcott was an employer being trained by Kelly. Now, according to Kelly, Wolcott was unable to comprehend the Kelly metabolic typing paradigm. His employment was terminated. Wolcott then appropriated Kelly's copyright name of metabolic types, and he furthermore produced the most effective nutritional program, marketing it through Kelly's trained physicians and technicians. Well, nutritional program is being promoted from Watson to William Wolcott and Dr. Harold J. Kristall. A multitude of other con artists were defective at their very core. Things we try to avoid getting involved with. So we chose to reproduce the metabolic type, self-test for the different metabolic types at no charge on drkelly.net. But as I mentioned, it does not include the test itself. It's too intense. If you're interested in acquiring either one or both of Dr. Kelly's books, go to drkelly.net, open up the bookstore, take a look at what your options are. Both the self-test for the different metabolic types, the Victory Over Cancer book, they're available on the shelf. I generally ship them within 24 hours. You can pay for your order on via PayPal. Make sure you provide the name, the shipping address. Make sure you provide a phone number and or an email when you post that order on PayPal. If you choose not to go with PayPal, that's fine. Let me know you're going to be placing an order for a particular book. Tell me which one. I'll give you the price. Although the prices are marked on the website, on a per book or on the package. Provide your address. We generally ship them out before we even get paid. But I shouldn't tell that to people online. Somebody will scam me and I'll ship the book and never get the money. I don't do credit cards. Don't do debit cards. If you've got questions, I can be reached at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. I spent the last 7 years of Kelly's life working with him. There was a time I counseled cancer victims in this country and all over the world. I do minor counseling over the issue at this point in time because I don't have Kelly to lean back on to verify certain things that I may bring up or the question that may be asked of me. I do have several doctors that were trained by him, but that's still not Kelly. I cannot guarantee that somebody who's been trained is not going to alter for his or her own benefit. One person that I worked with very closely over the last 7 years of Kelly's life as well, I don't particularly care to do business with her. Anyways, time to go. Ella's here. Thank you for being with us this 2 hours. I hope you've gotten some benefit out of it. Lord willing, I'll be with you tomorrow with another variation of The Edge of Darkness. But for tonight, with glass lifted on high, I say to health with you. Good night. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore an orchestra's playing and even the swaying.
and they begin the beginning to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. Divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let
from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.